Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's very own Pat Sajak, I guess, has had enough of the wheel, huh?
Well, he's hinting that he's thinking about stepping away from it all sometime within the next year. I guess that makes sense. But it also comes at a time where he's taking a lot of heat for some photos that have surfaced of him and the controversial Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. They don't really know where these photos were taken or how long ago, but they've popped up on social media, and Pat Sajak is getting ripped for taking a picture with such a controversial and polarizing figure. So I'm sure we haven't heard the last of that. I don't think that's what brought on his conversation about thinking about retiring. I believe that happened actually before these pictures came out.
Yeah, couldn't it have been that she's a fan and just said, hey, let's take a picture together?
Who doesn't
it could have been nothing more than that, right?
Who doesn't want to buy a vowel once in a while?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, this story about Woody Allen retiring. Now, he's mentioned this before, hasn't he?
Well, he has actually said that he has no plans of retiring.
Oh, really? I thought in some interview, maybe it was a podcast with Alec Baldwin, he said that maybe he'd make one more movie, something like that.
He was a lot more specific in an interview with a Spanish newspaper over the weekend, in which he said the movie that he is now about to make will be his final motion picture. It's a movie that he's going to shoot in Paris. That's going to be all in French, just in case Woody Allen movies weren't confusing enough for you in the first place. But he said that this is going to be his final one. He's 86 years old now, and he said that he wants to concentrate on writing for the remainder of what he calls his twilight years. Now, you know, this couldn't be better news for a lot of people who can't stand Woody Allen for all the allegations that have come out fairly recently about alleged sexual abuse of the daughter of his one-time partner, Mia Farrow. Woody Allen has always denied those allegations, but it has made him a bit of a pariah in the Hollywood community. A lot of people absolutely will not work with him, don't want any part of him anymore, and that used to be exactly the opposite. So once this movie comes out, which will be at least a year, Wasp 22 is what it's called. That'll be the final Woody Allen movie.
Will any of his movies? I mean, his movies don't get distributed in the United States anymore, anyway, do they? Not widely,
really.
Right?
Yeah, not really. I mean, since the allegations have come out, you know, people have just, you know, movie theaters, movie studios, really nobody wants to deal with Woody Allen. Some of them. They mostly have been released online, so, you know, people can find them if they want to. You know, they are out there, but what a change! I mean, he has the most Oscar nominations of anyone in the screenwriting category. He's won 4 Academy Awards, man, you know how the tides changed when those allegations came out.
For sure. A lot of buzz about this new Steven Spielberg movie. What's it about?
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. It's called The Fablemans, and it premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival. It just won one of their top prizes, their audience award. I don't know what the numbers are with this, but a significant number of movies that have won this particular award go on to win the Academy Award for Best Picture. And that's what this film has done in Toronto. But it's a movie about a young man learning about and exploring the wonder of making motion pictures shortly after World War II. Steven Spielberg says it's the most personal movie that he has ever made. I haven't seen it yet. I've only seen the trailer for it. which is available on YouTube if you want to take a look and see, get an early look at, you know, what it's all about. But it sure seems like the Steven Spielberg story. Mm-hmm. Michelle Williams is in it. Paul Dano is in it. Seth Rogen in a dramatic role. And it's supposed to be hitting theaters Thanksgiving weekend. So we'll very much be looking forward to that. But that's one of the big films to emerge out of the Toronto International Film Fest.
Can't wait to see that. Dean, what was Wonder Woman doing in Chicago?
She was getting an award at the Mexican Museum of History over on 19th Street. It was a very prestigious award that is given to women of Mexican descent, of which Linda Carter, TV's Wonder Woman, is. It's an award called the Suar Juana Legacy Award. And we had an opportunity to talk with her one-on-one before the big luncheon took place on Saturday. And she remembered her years as one of TV's first big superheroes.
I didn't have children when I got Wonder Woman. And that was a unique time in my life. I worked 12 and 14-hour days. And I had been married before, and that marriage didn't last through that.
Yeah.
And married since to a wonderful man for 37 years who is gone now. But Wonder Woman was great, still is great. I think it's the bones of her. It's the intellect in it. It was her kindness as well as her superpowers and her DC-ness, I guess.
So you embrace it still?
I do.
After all this time? Because I've talked to people who are known for the role that brought them to the public light.
Right.
Sometimes they shun it. It's like, oh, I haven't done that in 50 years.
I haven't done it.
I don't want to talk to
them. I haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah.
But it sort of lives inside of the people who you talk to. And it really is a way that they communicate with you. When I started, the only woman that you saw was the script supervisor. And that was basically the secretary that kept track of all the shots and things that you did on the set. And there were no female writers that I remember. We may have had one. But it was all men, and it was just run by men, and that's just the way it was. And there wasn't even stunt men were doing the work of stunt. There were no stunt women's associations. There was nothing. And when the hair was popping out of the top of the costume, I said, well, that's it. Get a girl to do it.
So your stunt person on Wonder Woman was a guy?
Well, they tried.
Yeah,
they couldn't get far enough away to get away from the square body and the hairy legs.
Yeah. I'm going to have to start watching those episodes a little closer now.
I guess, yeah. Give us your 60-second review of the Lyric Opera's Fiddler on the Roof.
Let's see, how many times can I say spectacular in 60 seconds?
Oh, really?
It is just one of the most magnificent productions. Not a surprise at the Lyric Opera. Once a year, they put on a good old-fashioned musical, and this is one of the classics of all time. And they have thrown everything you could possibly think of into this show. I mean, it's a great show to begin with amazing songs, a beautiful story about family and tradition, and the way that they stage it, the way that it is performed is top-notch in every way. It's truly one of the best shows that we've had in Chicago. I cannot recommend this enough. It's going to be at the Civic Opera House on Washington and Wacker until October the 7th, and run to get tickets to see the show. Take your kids to go and see it. You will not be disappointed.
Anybody go to the movies this weekend?
They went to see The Woman King. That's the new Viola Davis movie that we raved about on Friday. I gave it a Dean's List Day. Almost everybody gave it superlative reviews, but it took in $19 million over the weekend. Which was above industry expectations. This is normally not a good time of year for movies at the box office, but it did really well. After that, it was Barbarian, this really also very good horror film. Pearl, See How They Run, and Bullet Train rounding out the top five.
All right, Dean, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
See you then.